Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Yeah, shot Chicago sports for sure.
Afternoons on the Score.
Larry Lujack. Larry Lujack.
I learned that trick from Larry Lujack years ago.
WLSAM and FM in Chicago. It's Larry Lujack in the morning at 25 minutes before 6. Stephen Gary going to be here this morning, starting at about 6 o'clock, or whenever they show up, whichever comes first.
But I got to say, Les, that you are the most knowledgeable person as far as any kind of sports. I remember when you were with Larry Lujack back in the day on LS.
I got to work with Dahl and Meyer at both radio stations at LS and for the Loop.
Gary Meyer was a great foil to bring out Dahl's craziness back then.
They were great together.
Where does Grobstein sit? I don't want to sit where he sits. He stands back there in the corner.
He does. Look at it. Very nice.
And he's got a stopwatch and everything. He's so professional.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons on the Score.
If it felt like you were just listening to an audio time machine, it's because you were. That clip from WLS 1983.
83.
Larry Lujack and our next guest. Man, Johnny B yesterday, another Radio Hall of Famer to remember our dear friend Les Grobstein, gone too soon at the age of 69. Gary Meyer with us on the Score by way of the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Gary, thank you so much for the time. How are you doing today?
So I'm sitting on a this is Larry Lujack. I'm sitting on a cloud Sunday, and here's Les. Les, how you? What the hell? Right now, Les Grobstein is bugging the hell out of John Madden, or bugging the heaven out of him, depending on what your beliefs are. How you doing, Danny?
I'm good. I like to think that, I'm not much one for belief, frankly, or religion, but I like to think that if there is an afterlife, Les Grobstein will be watching this Packers game, rooting against them and hoping for a loss.
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen. Right. Okay, well, whatever you believe in gets sucked out of you once you start in radio. I think you know that by now.
Yeah, that is true. Any sort of optimism. We appreciate the time. I mean, I shared this yesterday, but, you know, Les, the comedic foil, the straight man, the punching bag, we'd all play the clips, we'd all make fun of him, and occasionally I'd say, you know, Les, hey, we didn't go too far, nothing happened there, right? And he said, I dealt with Steve and Gary. I was on the Loop. I was on LS. You guys are amateurs compared to what they did to me back in the day. So,
well, that's nice that he was so complimentary when he worked with you.
when you think of Les, what in those memories of all you guys busting his balls back on the air back in the day, where do you go in your mind?
Well, Les snorted sports like Tony Montana snorted cocaine. The guy had more details and things about sports than one could imagine, and then he'd start spewing them out, and the only way to really take the information and have some percussion with it is to make fun of him, because he would keep going on and on, so you had to insert something there to make it more entertaining than it would have been had he kept going with one detail after another. So that was the percussion that we found with him in the Howard Stern parlance. He was part of our Rat Pack, I guess, and that's the way we played it, and he went along with it. He knew his lane. and he stayed in it and became the perfect foil for everybody he worked with. It wasn't just us.
But he was impossible to offend, right? I don't know if I've ever met anyone who could take it as well as Les Grobstein.
I know, and I don't know if that's entirely good. Maybe he internalized it to the point where at night he'd go and punch things, but he didn't seem to react to anything that would upset most people, and that's what made him Les Grobstein. If he fought it, I think that would have just put him in a corner and nobody would have gone to him as much. But what he did was he found what his fizz was, and we enjoyed that.
Gary Meyer is our guest, remembering Les Grobstein. Everyone has said some version of one of a kind, unique. There's never anyone like him. You did radio for forever. You've been at all the stations. Did you ever come across anything approaching what Les Grobstein was?
No, he was a sports savant. It was like working with Rain Man. Yeah, 85 Bears. How many times? Yeah, it was that. He'd start doing this stuff, and I didn't ever come across anybody before or after him of that caliber, and that's what made him Les Grobstein. And that's why, again, everybody's been talking about him this week, because he was such a unique character. And I got to say, Danny, how many naked men do you think Les saw in his lifetime after 50 years in locker rooms? Jesus, he must have counted penises to fall asleep.
Yeah, but as he shared with us one time, he said, use your imagination, and you're probably right. I don't think he was intimidated. I think Les actually did very well in that department.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine. Well, okay, you got a minute? I can share one quick anecdote. When I was in broadcasting school, whatever that was, I had as an assignment, I had to take this blind sportscaster around, and I had to take him to a Cubs game, and we're sitting in the press box, and I have a very, very pedestrian knowledge of sports, and I just did it as an assignment, and then as fate would have it, the game got rained out, and the sportscaster says to me, take me down into the locker room. I want to interview some of the players. Well, we get down there, and all the players are naked, and I was relying on them having their uniforms on. So if he said, oh, go get me Ron Sant or whomever, I could look at their uniform. Now they're all naked, so that was a nightmare. And then when Les died, I thought, how many times did he wander into these locker rooms, and this was the sea of nakedness he was surrounded with? 50 years of that. That had to be quite disturbing, or not that there's anything wrong with it, but just seeing that all the time, that was his beat.
It was, but it was the he was made for it. And I know, you know, he would do mornings and the updates, and he worked every shift with every station, but I feel like there's something to it. Just felt right, Les Grobstein doing overnights, because there was never a game on overnight, so he could watch every game, he could go to every locker room, he could see every appendage, and then go on the radio and talk about it.
There you go. Hey, let's talk about the appendage I saw today. You're going to love this. And you could get away with that at 1 in the morning. So he did, let me get this straight, he did 5 hours of sports talk every night on The Score. Is that right?
Yeah, well, and sometimes he did 7, Gary. Like sometimes.
Okay, yeah. You do this, I do this, I've done this, and I know it's not heavy lifting, it's not like driving a truck or any of those other real jobs out there. But to talk about one particular subject for 6 hours, 5, 6, 7 hours, that's a chore. And I give him credit for doing it, and he was the perfect guy for it because he did have so much knowledge so he could keep it spinning. But just the thought of it kind of fries my brain.
Well, especially, I mean, no co-host, rotating producers, part-time producers, no guests, really. I mean, occasionally, but it was him, a microphone, and callers for seven hours.
How many people can do that you know? And I know people listening to this are thinking, well, it's just talking, isn't it? Yeah, it is kind of that, but I always say to people, if you think you have a knack for this, sit in a room by yourself for 15, 20 minutes and start talking now. Not just talking, but make it as interesting as you can, and then go another 15, and then go an hour, and then go on. And again, that's the rhythm of it, and it's very unique, and not a lot of people can do it really, really well with the information that Les had. He was the guy. So that was the guy for your all-night show there. And now what are you going to do? You're going to need about three guys to replace him.
Trust me, we've been talking about it. We hope that it doesn't become national syndication, because everyone does overnight. And part of what makes the score, you know, it's us and WFAN in New York. We're the only stations left in the country that have live and local overnights. But the idea of anyone else doing it than less is kind of hard for any of us around here to imagine.
Well, just turn it off then at 11 o'clock and let the transmitter cool off. I think Lee Elia should do his official eulogy, don't you? That would be, hey, here we go. You got all these so-called broadcasters, these 200 broadcasters sitting shiva because they got nothing better to do in the afternoon. Wouldn't that be just priceless if Lee does the bookend of Les Grabstein's life?
It would be perfect. We played a clip yesterday from when we had Johnny B on, Johnny B having Lee Elia in studio and then surprising him with Les Grobstein and having him retell the entire story. Like, just the parts of Chicago history. The idea that he was at the 85 Super Bowl for the Bears and they held a press conference where Les was the one being interviewed. The guy was like the epicenter of every major Chicago sports story. His Facebook profile picture is him with Michael Jordan's arm around him. It's just unbelievable.
It is
life.
Remarkable. It was, if you remember that movie Zelig, where Woody Allen would show up in every major event, that was Les Grobstein. He was just omnipresent. And I don't know how he did it. I don't know if he slept 2 hours a day and just got in the Lestermobile and just drove from one sporting event to the other. I don't know. I know he didn't iron his shirts.
No.
When he was doing it, that was obvious. But the fact that he did it was just amazing. It's not going to be replicated to any great extent by anybody because he was just that kind of person.
Well, and I think it's interesting. Like, we talk about this, but you know, you're this legend of and titan of the industry. Everyone talks about his memory and the acumen and the quirks, and that's all true. But he was a hell of a broadcaster, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Where
yeah.
It sounded like he was just kind of blah, blah, blind in some sections. But to have that rhythm is not easy. And even as long as I've been doing it, Danny, and I think you'll probably agree, it's a chore to get that stream going where you're not just blah, blah, blind. It really is something you have to work at every day. And I don't mind that challenge. That's apparently the only talent I have, and I know some people question that. But the fact is, to do it day in and day out, but 4, 5, 6 hours of it, overnights, that deserves some kind of medal posthumously.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Gary, when you think about that run that you guys had and Les was a part of it, obviously radio's not the same, but where does your mind go in terms of top memories where you guys were all a part of it and just kind of defining a medium for the greatest city in the world?
And you're too young to remember any of it, right? You weren't even born when all that stuff was happening. You're a young man, right?
Yeah, born in 86, but radio dork, you know, my dad, my mom, they both listen to you guys, and, you know, I know some of the stories, but the fact that you're even saying my name, Johnny B saying my name, that I'm afternoons at the score, it's crazy. I'm an old radio soul, I guess, even if I wasn't around for all of it.
We came along when the business was ripe for the picking. It had been going in a certain way for a long time, and the kingpin of morning radio in Chicago at the time was a man by the name of Wally Phillips, and it was our parents' and grandparents' show, and it was time to find something for a younger demographic, and we came along, and my whole philosophy in life, Danny, good lighting and good timing are everything. And we just had the right timing when people were anxious or up for a change in Chicago radio, and it just clicked, and we hit a nerve, and things started to go. You can't really plan that. If I could do that, if I could be an architect of that and just say, you could do this, this, and this, and this will happen, well, I'd be Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk in that respect of, wow, look at all the riches. But it just happens. You can't say it's going to happen. It just does. It's a very organic thing.
It's, and all of our listeners right now texting and tweeting in that it's just so good to hear your voice and that they loved it and that you defined radio in the city for a generation. Gary, thank you so much for coming on and talking about Les Grobstein. It's a loss that we're all feeling, and few, if any, people we wanted to hear from more than you who got to experience so much with him. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Daddy. I appreciate the invitation.
That's Gary Meyer, Radio Hall of Famer, remembering Les Grobstein. His services, by the way, tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. It will not be Lee Elia performing the eulogy. It will be our very own Mitch Rosen. I don't know if there are other speakers. I assume
David Schuster.
David Schuster. Thank you. Thank you, Shane. So the good thing for Mitch will be that he will be reading his eulogy, and no one will be spell checking it, because when he texted me that, he spelled eulogy U-L-O-G-Y. Eulogy. Yeah.
Technically, it
would be a hell of a guy, though. What'd you say?
Technically, it works.
It does. I knew exactly what he meant. I knew exactly what he meant. Man, just thinking about Les, 52 years in broadcasting, working with all of those guys, and just being himself unapologetically, always, the whole time, and being that comedic foil and the information vessel. Because he was both to them. He was the sports guy and the reporter and the update person and also the comedic foil. Just an absolutely unbelievable life lived in radio, which is a messed up life to live sometimes, but man, I still think it's the greatest. Thank you again to Gary Meyer. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.